美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目移民入籍单元的终极课程。Amir 正在申请成为美国公民，今天他要去见移民律师 John， 听听他的建议。
Hi Amir, it's nice to meet you. I'm happy you want to become a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, John. I'm very excited. But I'm also a little worried about how long and complicated the process can be.
Don't worry. I'll be here to help you through it and explain what's going on.
Great. That's really helpful for me. When you aren't a native speaker, it can be hard to read all the documents and understand the naturalization process.
John 当然希望 Amir 申请入籍啦，这样啊，他的生意就来啦。
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. But Winnie, why does Amir say the application process can be hard?
Amir 说他不是 native English speaker, 英语不是他的母语，所以呢，在填表的时候会遇到困难。哎，对了 ，Professor， Amir 提到了一个词 naturalization， 这是什么意思啊？
Naturalization is the process of becoming a citizen of another country.
Oh, naturalization 就是入籍，变成另外一国的公民。
So Amir, how did you come to America originally? Did your company sponsor your visa?
Actually, no. I got married to an American while living in Iran, and we decided to settle in the United States.
Oh, you have an American spouse. Where do you live?
I really like city life, so New York is my favorite city. But my wife has some family in Virginia, so we live there.
So Winnie, did Amir first come to America on a work visa?
Amir 并不是拿工作签证来美国的，而是在伊朗时和美国人结婚，然后到美国来定居。我猜这 spouse 就是配偶的意思吧。
That's right.
Professor,John 问 Amir 是不是有公司 sponsor him for a visa? 这是什么意思呢?
When a company sponsors you for a visa, they ask the government to give you a visa. Usually, you need a sponsor in the U.S. to get a visa.
哦,公司可以作为担保人,替雇员向政府申请工作签证,这个过程就叫 sponsor。
So, if you are applying for a job in America, you might ask the company, can you sponsor me for a visa?
Well, there are some things you should do to start preparing for the interview. You should learn about U.S. civics and the Constitution.
Don't worry. I've already lived in the U.S. for 3 years and know all about its history and politics.
Good. Then the interview and test won't be a problem. Do you have any dependents?
No.My wife and I don't have any children.
So Winnie, does Amir have to prepare a lot for his citizenship test?
申请入美国籍需要参加 citizenship test, 公民考试。所以要了解美国的 civics, 公民知识,还有 constitution, 宪法。不过啊 ,Amir 说他已经在美国生活3年了,这些知识他都懂,所以不需要做太多准备。
That's right.John also asked Amir if he had any dependents. A dependent is anyone who depends on you to take care of him.
对 ,dependent 就是需要供养的亲人,比如小孩,还有年迈的父母等等。Amir 和太太没有孩子,所以呢,他们没有 dependent.
So John, do you think there will be any problems with my application?
It definitely sounds like you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen.I think that before too long, you won't have to be an alien anymore.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully, I will become a citizen in time to vote in the next election.
I sure hope so. Good luck.
Alien 不是指外星人吗？我不懂哎，为什么美国人要把来美国的移民也称为 alien? 我又不是从火星来的。
Really? Sometimes I doubt that.
被你发现了。没有啦，言归正传。Amir 希望自己能够尽快入籍，这样啊，他就能享受公民独有的投票权了。
Let's listen next time to see if Amir is able to vote in the next election.
这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is The Disagreement, Part 4. This program focuses on disagreeing.
Today's 这一课的题目是意见分歧第四部分，重点学习表示不同意见的语言。
Interview.
电话访谈。Mike Epstein 先生在加州圣何塞市的办公室接受我们的电话采访，谈他同 Graham 女士的工作关系。我们先来熟悉这样一句话。
I thought she was being too conservative.
我认为她太保守了。
We're talking again with Mike Epstein. He's in his office in San Jose, California.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Welcome back. Today, we're going to discuss your relationship with Ms. Graham. How would you describe your relationship with her?
We had a fairly good working relationship.
Yes, but there was a rough spot, wasn't there?
Yes. I was upset that she didn't want to buy robots from International Robotics. I thought she was being too conservative.I had spent a lot of time on research, and I knew their robots were the best.
Let's listen to part of that conversation again.
Let's listen to Epstein 先生怎样描述他和 Graham 女士的工作关系。
We're talking again with Mike Epstein. He's in his office in San Jose, California.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Welcome back. Today, we're going to discuss your relationship with Ms. Graham. How would you describe your relationship with her?
We had a fairly good working relationship.
Yes, but there was a rough spot, wasn't there?
Yes. I was upset that she didn't want to buy robots from International Robotics. I thought she was being too conservative. I had spent a lot of time on research, and I knew their robots were the best.
Let's listen to part of that conversation again.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
Ms. Graham doesn't want to buy robots from Mr. Blake's company.
Graham 女士表示不愿意从 Blake 先生的公司购买机器人。
I don't feel I can afford to take the risk.
Oh, but what have I been doing for the last year? I've been looking for the new technology to really make this factory something special.And I think that this is what we need to do. I can't understand why you disagree with this. It's very clear.
And I think you've done a very good job. But I think that there are more disadvantages than advantages. I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
Graham 女士认为 Epstein 先生很好地完成了他的任务。但是经过比较，他还是觉得和国际机器人公司做生意弊多于利。
But I think that there are more disadvantages than advantages.
所以他最后表示
But I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
恐怕我不能按照你的意愿来做决定。恐怕我的决定不能满足你的意愿。好，我们再听听这段对话。
I don't feel I can afford to take the risk.
Oh, but what have I been doing for the last year? I've been looking for the new technology to really make this factory something special. And I think that this is what we need to do. I can't understand why you disagree with this. It's very clear.
And I think you've done a very good job. But I think that there are more disadvantages than advantages. I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
Listen to these sentences.
下面请大家注意听老师说的句子。
The decision isn't going to go your way. The decision just isn't going to go your way. I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way. I'm sorry, but I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
Interview.
接下来 ，Epstein 先生继续和我们谈他与 Graham 女士的关系。
Mike, let's talk a little more about your relationship with Ms. Graham.
Well, that was the low point, obviously. I actually admire her a great deal, though I think she's too conservative.
What do you think are her strengths?
Well, she has an amazing ability to analyze information, and she is very good at making the right decision in tough situations.
Like the robot deal.
Well, in that one case, I think she was wrong.In that situation, we needed to take a risk in order to buy the best. Without the best technology, our company can't be a leader in our industry.
Mike, thanks for talking to us today.
I was glad to talk to you again, and if you're ever in San Jose...
I'll be sure to drop in and see you.
Elizabeth 问,
What do you think are her strengths?
你认为 Graham 女士的长处是什么？ Epstein 先生对于 Graham 女士分析问题的能力非常敬佩。他说
She has an amazing ability to analyze information.
这句话中的 analyze 是分析的意思。不过 Epstein 先生认为在购买机器人的问题上 Graham 女士采取了错误的立场。我们再听一听他的看法。
Mike, let's talk a little more about your relationship with Ms. Graham.
Well, that was the low point, obviously. I actually admire her a great deal, though I think she's too conservative.
What do you think are her strengths?
Well, she has an amazing ability to analyze information, and she is very good at making the right decision in tough situations.
Like the robot deal.
Well, in that one case, I think she was wrong.In that situation, we needed to take a risk in order to buy the best. Without the best technology, our company can't be a leader in our industry.
Mike, thanks for talking to us today.
I was glad to talk to you again, and if you're ever in San Jose...
I'll be sure to drop in and see you.
Without the best technology, our company can't be a leader in our industry.
这句话的意思是没有最先进的技术，我们公司就不能在这个行业占据领先地位。
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question, then listen to the dialogue.
下面我们问大家一个问题，请大家先听问题，再听一段有关的对话，然后在铃响以后说出你的答案。
Is Ms. Graham unhappy with Mike Epstein's job performance?
I can't understand why you disagree with this. It's very clear.
And I think you've done a very good job. But I think that there are more disadvantages than advantages. I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
Is Ms. Graham unhappy with Mike Epstein's job performance?No, she isn't. She thinks that he's done a good job.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。今天要回答的问题是，为什么大公司的行政主管收入会如此高呢？下面我们熟悉几个词句。
A CEO, a chief executive officer.
行政主管。首席执行官
A CEO, a chief executive officer. A stockholder.
股东
A stockholder.
S-T-O-C-K-H-O-L-D-E-R. H-O-L-D-E-R.
Welcome once again to Culture Tips with Gary Angleton. Today, our email question is, why do CEOs of big corporations earn so much?
Well, it's mostly because of the pressure to increase sales and profits. The chief executive officer is the leader of the company and is responsible for most major decisions. If the CEO has good ideas and experience, the company may make a lot of money.
That makes sense.
But if the CEO is weak or makes bad decisions, the company may lose money. That's why the stockholders would rather pay a lot more for a good CEO. In addition, some CEOs work 60 or 70 hours per week.
Really?
Yes, and they might not take vacations. There is so much pressure to increase sales and produce big profits that the CEO can't be absent often.
That must be hard on their families.
I would think so. And if sales decrease, the CEO may be fired very quickly.
I guess the high salary does make sense. Thanks, Gary, for the information.
CEO的决策可以影响到公司的发展前途，所以股东们愿意出高价聘请有才能的人担任行政主管。 一个大公司的行政主管一年的收入有多少呢？ 1999年 美国各大主要公司行政主管的平均年收入为 1200万美元， 也就是说他们一年的收入相当于甚至远远高于一般工人一辈子的收入。近年来大公司行政主管和普通工人的收入水平差距越来越大的现象引起很多人的批评。 这当然就不是我们今天要讨论的题目了。下面我们再听听Gary对这个问题的看法。Today,
our email question is, why do CEOs of big corporations earn so much?
Well, it's mostly because of the pressure to increase sales and profits. The chief executive officer is the leader of the company and is responsible for most major decisions. If the CEO has good ideas and experience, the company may make a lot of money.
That makes sense.
But if the CEO is weak or makes bad decisions, the company may lose money. That's why the stockholders would rather pay a lot more for a good CEO. In addition, some CEOs work 60 or 70 hours per week.
Really?
Yes, and they might not take vacations. There is so much pressure to increase sales and produce big profits that the CEO can't be absent often.
That must be hard on their families.
I would think so. And if sales decrease, the CEO may be fired very quickly.
I guess the high salary does make sense. Thanks, Gary, for the information.
是非题，请听下面的句子，并且用
true 或 false 来回答。
The CEO is the leader of the company. True. The chief executive officer is responsible for most major decisions. Most CEOs work about 40 hours a week. False. Some CEOs work 60 or 70 hours per week and take few vacations.
Business Dialogue.
商务对话. 一家建筑公司董事会的两位董事在一起开会， 要推选一位新的首席执行官。 我们先熟悉一下谈话里的几个词句。
A board of directors.
董事会,
a board of directors. Bankrupt,
破产,
bankrupt.
这个词的拼法是 B-A-N-K-R-U-P-T,
This discussion isn't going anywhere.
这次讨论不会有什么结果了。下面请听对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Two members of the board of directors of a large construction company are meeting to choose a new CEO.
Sue, we can't hire Amy Johnstone. She has no experience leading a company.
I don't agree, Sam. She was president of Jackson Supplies for 6 years.
That company is very small.And she has no experience in international sales.
But what about her position at Global Construction Incorporated? She was head of sales in Latin America.
That's true, but didn't they go bankrupt?
That wasn't her fault. The quality of their products was really poor.
I don't think that's true. They had a terrible marketing plan.
Oh, I disagree. They had some very creative ideas.
But does she have the ability to lead us?
Well, our main problems are in marketing and sales. Those are her strong areas.
I really can't accept that.
Look, this discussion isn't going anywhere. Let's talk to Mary. She's in sales, and she worked with Amy Johnstone at Jackson Supplies. Maybe she'll be able to help us decide.
Okay, that's a good idea.
这两个人的立场听起来简直就是水火不相容。我们再仔细听听他们怎样反驳对方的观点。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue.
Sue, we can't hire Amy Johnstone. She has no experience leading a company.
I don't agree, Sam. She was president of Jackson Supplies for 6 years.
That company is very small, and she has no experience in international sales.
But what about her position at Global Construction Incorporated? She was head of sales in Latin America.
That's true, but didn't they go bankrupt?
That wasn't her fault. The quality of their products was really poor.
I don't think that's true. They had a terrible marketing plan.
Oh, I disagree.They had some very creative ideas.
But does she have the ability to lead us?
Well, our main problems are in marketing and sales. Those are her strong areas.
I really can't accept that.
Look, this discussion isn't going anywhere. Let's talk to Mary. She's in sales, and she worked with Amy Johnstone at Jackson Supplies. Maybe she'll be able to help us decide.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Focus on functions. Disagreeing.
语言功能，练习表示不同意见的语句。
Listen and repeat.
请大家注意听下面的句子，并且跟着说。
I don't agree. But what about? I don't think that's true.I disagree. I really can't accept that.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示，他今天要讲如何表达意见分歧。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about disagreement. In today's business dialogue, Sam and Sue disagree about hiring Amy Johnstone as CEO. Sue uses the simple expression, I don't agree, and gives her reason.
Sue, we can't hire Amy Johnstone. She has no experience leading a company.
I don't agree, Sam. She was president of Jackson Supplies for 6 years.
When you disagree, it is important to explain why you disagree. Later in the conversation, Sue raises another point of disagreement by saying, But what about?
and she has no experience in international sales.
But what about her position at Global Construction Incorporated? She was head of sales in Latin America.
As Sam and Sue continue their disagreement, their language becomes stronger and more emotional.
That wasn't her fault. The quality of their products was really poor.
I don't think that's true. They had a terrible marketing plan.
Oh, I disagree. They had some very creative ideas.
Sue and Sam know each other well, so they can be direct in their disagreement. Ms. Graham and Mr. Epstein have a more formal relationship. When Ms. Graham expresses her disagreement with Mr. Epstein, she uses a more indirect expression.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
In most business discussions, it is best to use polite forms of disagreement, such as, I'm afraid I don't agree. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary 指出，商界人士彼此认识比较久的，在有不同看法时可以直截了当地说
I don't agree.
例如 Sam 和 Sue 在雇佣 CEO 的问题上意见分歧。Sue 在说完 I don't agree 以后列举了他不同意的理由。我们注意到随着争论继续进行，他们两人使用的语言也越来越激烈了。如果争论的双方彼此不太认识，就应当婉转一些。最后我们要指出的是，在商业活动中，用客气礼貌的语言表达你的不同观点，有助于你达到自己的目的。我们再听听 Gary 的提示。
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about disagreement. In today's business dialogue, Sam and Sue disagree about hiring Amy Johnstone as CEO.Sue uses the simple expression, I don't agree, and gives her reason.
Sue, we can't hire Amy Johnstone. She has no experience leading a company.
I don't agree, Sam. She was president of Jackson Supplies for 6 years.
When you disagree, it is important to explain why you disagree. Later in the conversation, Sue raises another point of disagreement by saying,But what about...
And she has no experience in international sales.
But what about her position at Global Construction Incorporated? She was head of sales in Latin America.
As Sam and Sue continue their disagreement, their language becomes stronger and more emotional.
That wasn't her fault. The quality of their products was really poor.
I don't think that's true.They had a terrible marketing plan.
Oh, I disagree. They had some very creative ideas.
Sue and Sam know each other well, so they can be direct in their disagreement. Ms. Graham and Mr. Epstein have a more formal relationship. When Ms. Graham expresses her disagreement with Mr. Epstein, she uses a more indirect expression.
I'm sorry, Mike.But I'm afraid that the decision just isn't going to go your way.
In most business discussions, it is best to use polite forms of disagreement, such as, I'm afraid I don't agree. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks, Gary.
各位听众，今天我们重点学习了表示不同意见的语言。
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。